This week, if all goes well, we'll have the MOU between the African Union and Rwanda finalized. And hopefully, maybe by mid-January, Rwanda can deploy troops to contribute to MISCA, the mission in Centrafrique.
Will the MOU also has as one of its ingredients the number of troops that Rwanda could possibly support the African Union-led force in the Central African Republic?
Yeah, usually when the details of the MOU are being worked on, those are also specified. But usually when countries pledge troops, it can start with a minimum of a battalion of 850. But since this is a work in process, I'm giving you a range. It can be that, or it can be less, or it can be more.
What is the current situation on the ground? Because we heard there were some incidents of sporadic fights, not only in the capital, Bangui, but in other parts of the country. How is the current situation?
As I'm speaking to you today, things seem relatively calm as compared to the 25th and some other days before that, when there were, you know, several incidents throughout the city. But as of now, with the new plans that the force commander, the commander of the force, and in collaboration with the police commissioner of the MISCA forces, are put in place to cover the district in Bangui and also all the affected areas. So that plan is working well, and is a work also in progress. Every day, depending on the needs, those plans adjusted and readjusted so that MISCA can be able to ensure that the population is protected.
The interim administration, as well as religious leaders, have called for a dialogue. They called for calm, unity, among others. Why hasn't there been any talks to help as part of the process to resolve this security situation in the Central African Republic?
Yeah, the call for dialogue, this message has been re-emphasized with the visit of the delegation composed of the Commissioner of the AU Peace and Security, the Congolese Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation, the Minister of Defense of Chad, and also the Minister of Defense of Congo Brazzaville. They were all in Bangui. They held talk with all three principals of the transition, namely the head of state and also the prime minister and the president of the National Committee on Transition, as well as all the religious leaders. And they are all committed to work together hand in hand.